Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. I am so glad to be with you on this Tuesday. It is the week of Thanksgiving, if you can believe it. I am in shock at how fast this year has gone. It has been quite an interesting and odd year for the NerdWatch and even for the world, as it were. I, of course, am G Money. I'm joined by four other fascinating gentlemen who sit right beside me. First off, Gannon, the horror aficionado, punk rock superstar himself. He is the man who is in charge of the
second worst
punk band on Maui.
The second worst punk band on Maui, the Minorities. Gannon in the house. Also joining him to his right is the one and only the man who's a very talented man, and he is the second worst local comic. No, is that not your moniker?
I'm just a man.
Okay, you're just a man. Todd Bernardi.
I'm barely even that.
I know.
Todd Bernardi, comic book artist extraordinaire, the man responsible for Kukui Project, Disco Thunder Groovebone, and the like. Also joining him this afternoon or this evening is to his right is who we like to call our big Samoan friend.
It's about Facebook.
And he is the gaming guru
what
as well.
Have we ever called Format that?
I call him that.
One.
Because you're a racist.
I'm not your friend.
Or your buddy, or your guy.
Or your guy. Or your pal.
Or no. Your fella.
Or your fella. We are joined by the gaming guru himself. It is the man, the myth, and quite a big legend. Format is in the house today as well. And
we'll
then,
just call him the big legend.
There you go.
Format with the big legend.
And then to his right is the man who owns Maui Comics and Collectibles here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is the man responsible for the very successful first annual Maui Comic Con, which we will be seeing another one hopefully next year, now that we have all this time to plan it.
If you're good.
If we're good. ladies and gentlemen, Alika in the house as well, the comic book chairman.
So threatening.
All up in your television set is here as well this evening.
They're not like television sets anymore. They're like,
oh, yeah. They're like screens.
Pretty soon,
they
it's going to
be
like
this on their phone.
That's true.
It's going to be like Fahrenheit 451, where your whole wall is the TV.
Yes, yes.
And then you read the reality TV script and participate with Kim Kardashian.
I was watching.
You have a breakdown with Kanye.
It's so weird. I was watching the Star Wars holiday special that we posted on
the
NerdWatch Facebook
page.
That
all the way through.
They had flat screen TVs. She had Chewbacca's wife had a flat screen TV in her kitchen.
Yeah,
watching
canon.
Watching Harvey Korman make
real life is canon.
he was making a bantha steak. I think he was making.
It's
bantha. Bantha.
I call him Bantha.
You idiot.
Shut up. Bantha, you idiot.
Do you go Kaneda?
Kaneda?
If you're watching Akira, you do. So does that mean the Wookiees killed all the Banthas?
I would have to assume that they were hunted for their meat, I'm guessing, right?
Does that mean the Wookiees are Imperial sympathizers?
It's possible because, you know what, Lumpy's a growing boy and he needs his Bantha steaks. Or, excuse me,
Bantha
steaks. Goodness gracious. Anyway.
It's not like you get them at Whole Foods.
Yeah, that's good.
Who am I to second guess Java?
They definitely have Costco instead of the Star Wars universe.
If you have never watched the holiday special for Star Wars, you should. Prepare yourself.
Or don't.
It's mighty. It's mighty.
Or don't.
It's so awful that it's awesome.
If they took it off YouTube already, they sell them on Etsy for like $16.
It's the one thing George Lucas is right about.
What's that?
That sucks.
Yeah, it was great. It's awesome. I think it's a good piece. I just know that
it is the first appearance of Boba Fett, though.
Yeah, that's cool. In the droids cartoon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is the one cool thing going for it.
And it's canon.
It's canon.
It's canon, if you can believe it.
Boba Fett's actually a cartoon.
I didn't watch it all the way through, but didn't they say they just kept saying Chewbacca's home planet? They never said Kashyyyk, did they?
I don't know if they knew it was called Kashyyyk.
They didn't make that up.
They didn't make that up yet, right? No, okay, that's what I thought. Because they always kept saying Chewbacca's home planet.
It's so unwatchable. Watching a bunch of Wookiees talk to each other with no subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
So you're basically just going off of context, mesmerized by how terrible it is that you're just like, who thought this was great?
And looking at Grandpa, Grandpa Chewbacca, or Grandpa, you know, Father Baca. It was crazy because he looks like the freaking monster from Big Trouble in Little China. It's in the hairy ape monster is crazy. Anyway, I like it. It's fun. And It's weird because Luke Skywalker looks so different in the show.
We should try to play that at the premiere this time out for
that
Rogue
would
One.
Be hilarious.
We tried to work that out last year, but we didn't
get to go.
We should try it this time.
We should try. Maybe we could do it. Anyway, getting back to point here, I just want to let everybody know first off that are watching and or listening that the NerdWatch page, or I should say the NerdWatch podcast, is going to be moving RSS feeds on iTunes. So if you don't see your iTunes feed or whatever update weekly, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to look up NerdWatch again on iTunes and just put in the new RSS feed right there. Just look it up on iTunes. It's really simple.
Just Google it like a big boy.
Yeah, yeah. It's also available on Audioboom, which I also recommend as well. They're fantastic. So pay attention to that. NerdWatch changing the RSS feed on iTunes. So if it's not updating as normal, you guys can check it out on just do a search in iTunes and you'll find us again. It's right there. Anyway, I want to make sure everyone knows
that. For the three
of
you that actually watched
it. Or the four. Or the, no, listen.
Oh, wait.
Listen.
Half of them are here, so yeah. The two of
two
you
that actually watch it or listen to it. Anyway, also, it is we are creeping ever closer not to only Thanksgiving, but we're also creeping ever closely to the next Nerd Watch movie premiere of Star Wars Rogue One.
The
or excuse
Awakens.
Me,
you almost said
Rogue
Force
One,
not,
A Star Wars Story. That's how it's supposed to be called. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's not going to have a crawl.
No crawl.
Isn't oh that my weird? God.
That's good. It shouldn't.
That's so weird.
I like that, though. It shouldn't have a crawl. It's not
I
an episode.
I think it should.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
That's just a Star Wars thing. It doesn't matter if it's an episode.
Really?
It's,
all right.
Like, where are we going to get the exposition from?
What
from
are they?
The
well,
expert writing.
Then again,
they assume we've seen every Star
then
Wars.
Then again,
movie.
To be fair, it would just be like opening crawl, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. It'd be like, just watch, you know.
And it'll say, "Remember when Star Wars: A New Hope happened?"
I think this one is before Revenge of the Sith.
Is it before?
It's like I think it's in between the first and or the second
was,
and third.
I thought it was before.
No. I thought it was between the third and the fourth.
Yeah, it is between the third and the
fourth.
Because
they steal the Death Star plan.
Either that or it runs alongside the third. Who knows?
Parallel. Yeah, it could be.
Well, I mean, Darth is there, so obviously Revenge of the Sith happens.
It's after three.
Right. How often obviously. Is Todd right about these things?
Never.
Okay. Well... Well, hey, Todd, do us a favor. Since you do it all the time on the show, why don't you look it up? There you go. Give me
I
some.
Did. That's why I thought it was in between.
Oh, okay, good. Well, look it up. But we're going to be doing the Star
That's
Wars.
That's the name of the pod, by the way. I thought it was in between.
Stop it. We're going to be doing the Rogue One premiere. The Nerd Watch will be at the Queen Kamana Center. We don't have a time yet because the times have not been posted as of this
it's
recording.
It's going to be like 7 o'clock.
We're assuming about 7:30.
So you've arranged it with Queen Kamana?
No. We're doing it at Maui Mall.
Oh.
You said Maui Mall.
Oh, did I?
Just said, yeah. Man, you're stupid, man.
At the Maui Mall Megaplex, if you're in Maui. Bro. Sorry, man. But Maui Mall Megaplex, we're going to be doing it over there. It's going to be
Queen
a lot Kamala's of fun.
Queen Kamala's going to sue us.
Yeah, right.
Throw their name around.
Are we going to get the screen outside again?
We were thinking about it, yes. But then again, what will we be watching? Force Awakens?
Special. Star Wars The Holiday Special.
All right, well, I'll see what
Have
we can do.
Have you not been here for the first part of the... podcast.
Welcome everybody to another. I'm just kidding. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. December 16th. That's a Thursday evening. December 16th is Friday. December 15th is when we're gonna be doing that's the premiere the day before.
Okay.
So
we're 100% sure it's not gonna be earlier than that, though, right?
Yeah, it's not. From what we understand, it's not gonna be any earlier.
Was supposed to come out earlier on Thursday, but now it's running tonight.
Right. Unless, of course, they do the whole. What do they call it? Daylight savings time, and we can actually push it at 6 instead of 7, which would be interesting. But we'll keep you up to date and posted on when that's happening. So do not worry.
Something tells me they're going to buy tickets regardless of us there or not. Anyway,
yeah,
so.
They will. It's not. It's yeah.
This is going to be just as big as Force Awakens.
They are projecting huge box office for Rogue One already, so it's going to be quite amazing. And we're only going to consider us the flavor enhancer for the Nerd Watch. The Nerd Watch is the flavor enhancer for the Rogue One premiere at the Maui Mall Megaplex.
So we're the NutraSweet?
No, we're the MSG, baby. We're the Ajinomoto.
We're going to give you a heart attack.
That's right. We're going to give you a heart attack. So please join us December 15th. The Nerd Watch will be all up in Rogue One and in you. December 15th. No. It's going to be fun.
Did you really just say that?
Yes, you did.
Also.
We're going to be all up in who now?
You
know what I meant. That's not what I meant. Okay, that came out totally wrong.
No, it came, out, totally, no, it came out right.
Well, totally wrong.
It came out totally right, went in Sorry. Something totally,
Sorry.
Totally wrong.
Did not mean for it to come out that way. I was in a
I couldn't have been
plane.
The only one that heard that.
I was in a different space.
Everyone else...
No. You were in someone else's space, apparently.
Apparently. Also, I want to let you guys know that we here at the Nerd Watch, we love doing this for you guys every single week, and we really appreciate those that watch and listen. We think you guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We're growing, as it were. We need your help. So if you were ever so inclined to, please support us on Patreon. Just look at us, look us up at Patreon just at patreon.com/nerdwatch.
Everybody make your saddest, most pathetic face right now.
Right.
Just look at us.
Yeah. We really want to update our podcast. We want to update the audio equipment, the video equipment, some editing equipment, and we need your help with that. Just, you know, I mean, I sound like I'm begging, which is awful, but you know, throwing
That's
us
what
a
it
couple,
is. It's online begging.
Yeah, yeah, throwing us a couple bones here and there a month. You know, we're not talking tens and twenties or anything. We're just, you know, whatever little helps would be fantastic, and just help this thing grow and become a bigger thing on Maui and possibly the world.
And you could be part of that.
Is that a little more? Is that too ambitious?
Ambitious,
man.
Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars. And then if you shoot for the stars, you won't be disappointed.
You might be.
Oh, well, dang it.
Yeah, especially if you used to work for NASA.
That's true. So please, if you would, take a look at some great – we have some great rewards for those that do donate and such, courtesy of Todd Bernardi. He's a master artist, and he's –
What am I doing?
Oh, you didn't tell him for me?
I just
– Oh.
Todd is like Jim Lee with better hair.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of like that. And less Asian.
Significantly less Asian.
Right.
Significantly.
Significantly.
Yeah.
But somehow still more Korean.
Yeah. So if you do enjoy the Nerd
Sorry,
Watch,
Jim.
And you guys enjoy us doing this every week, we love doing it for you for sure. Any little bit helps. Patreon.com/the Nerd Watch is our page. And, you know, we would love to... this is going
to
come out wrong.
We'd love to take your money.
We would love to feel the love, as it were, from you folks that listen to us, and we certainly do appreciate it.
The show just took a dark turn.
It's like a Sally Struthers infomercial.
Yeah, it did. This is weird. Sorry. All right, enough with that, because people are going to freak out. By the way, can you put like a, instead of us talking about all the time, Swan, can you put like a little
like
a little scroll or something? You can't do that. You can't. Okay, good. Please
make sure
do that.
You add the Benny
Patreon.
Hill.
Can you make like a horse running by and then just pooping on Greg?
Stop
just
it.
Like right here and then
Stop
it runs
it.
Away.
All right. Anyway, let's get into the show proper. It is time for Alika to give us the best
Alika's.
Deals of the week in comic books here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. As you all know, we record on Tuesday nights, and here at My Comics and Collectibles, it is 20% off Tuesdays, but we always look forward to Wednesdays because we get new comics, new stuff to read, and new stuff to check out here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is full price Comic Book Wednesdays. You do not, new Comic Book Wednesdays, you don't want to miss it. 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. So, Alika, what is new in the world of comic books this week?
All right, I'm going alphabetical again.
Okay.
Like usual, Action Comics 968, all new X-Men Annual number 1.
What's the Action book. Comics? What is it?
Action. That's the first appearance of Superman. That's like his title, Action Comics. Like Batman is Detective Comics.
No. But I'm saying, was there a story? Was there a through line from the last Action Comics?
There's action.
Okay,
it's a lot of action.
And a comic.
There's. Gotcha. I hear Superman makes an appearance.
Oh
yeah,
that's the guy with the red cape.
Gotcha.
He's the first superhero.
His name is Shazam.
Wow. Yeah. So Superman's...
It's pronounced Shazam.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Anyway, sorry, Alika. I'm sorry you even brought it up. Go ahead.
On to Marvel.
Thank you.
All new X-Men Annual number 1. Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 1. Back to DC. Batgirl number 5. Got a bunch of Batman animated series toys coming in.
Ooh.
Nobody.
They still produce those?
Yeah, there's new waves coming out like every couple
it's
months.
It's DC Collectibles, not Kenner. Don't get all excited.
Oh, I was gonna say, wow.
There is no Kenner anymore. You know that much.
I
right?
do know that much. Yes.
That's sad. Batman Beyond number 2, Blue Beetle number 3,
mm.
This is Marvel Cage number 204. That's the Genndy Tartakovsky cartoon style one.
Oh. Can you say that? Is that appropriate?
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. Tartakovsky?
Yeah. Just
well,
check.
For now.
Okay. Chew number 60. John Layman.
He is that thing has been going on for 60 issues.
That's correct.
Wow.
Civil War 2 number 7 of 8.
7 of 8.
The DC Universe Rebirth Deluxe Edition hardcover is coming out tomorrow.
Whoa. So what is that? Is that like all number ones or something?
Like the early number ones of the series in a hardcover together.
Ooh.
Deadpool Too Soon number 2 of 4.
Hmm.
Death of X number 4 of 4, the exciting conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Deathstroke number 7, Detective Comics 945, Empress number 7 of 7, the final in that series. Flash number 11, Future Quest number 7. That's like all the Hanna-Barbera stuff, you know, your favorite.
Yeah, freaking love Hanna-Barbera.
The Goddamned number 5. Godzilla Rage Across Time number 5 of 5.
I thumbed through the first issue you had here, I guess.
Godzilla.
It was actually kind of cool.
Oh, the art's incredible.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like almost like a Japanese woodcut style.
Yeah.
Well, the covers especially.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Anyway.
You thumbed through it. He didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Right. I thumbed through a lot of things here at the comic store.
He never buys. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps number 9, Harley Quinn number 8, Hellblazer number 4. It's good old Constantine. Mighty Thor number 13.
That's your favorite.
That's for you, Swan.
Hang on a second. Yeah. So what is the one that everybody was talking about a couple weeks ago?
The Unworthy Thor.
The Unworthy Thor. Oh, okay, gotcha.
But the Mighty Thor is still Jane Foster.
Got it.
Outcast by Kirkman and Azaceta, number 23.
They got to bring Natalie Portman in to play the Mighty Thor at some point.
In the comic?
No,
well, she's not going to be...
In the next trilogy.
Yeah, oh, well, in the movie?
In the movie.
She's not going to be in the movie. She's not going to be in the movie.
She's going to take the hammer from
Jodie Foster.
Oh, man, that would be an awesome movie.
Crazy.
Like, she got lost in contact, and they find her on the Hulk planet.
But she's not playing a character. They find her on the Jodie Foster.
It's just
Jodie
Foster. That's awesome. Natalie Portman is not going to be in the movie. Interesting.
Wait, I don't think Jodie Foster was in any Thor movies.
No.
Contact is a Thor movie. That device is the Bifrost.
Oh, what is it now? Nice.
It's canon.
I'm gonna have to watch the movie again just to see where you're
coming
from.
That's the first Marvel movie.
All right, okay. All right.
That's canon.
Contact is the first Marvel movie. It's awesome.
ROM number 5. Spider-Gwen number 14. Star Wars number 25. Star Wars Han Solo, issue 5 of 5. It's the grand finale. Superpowers number 1, that's a DC book.
Oh,
number 1 of 6.
Speaking of, I know it goes in line with the Han Solo thing, by the way. Emilia Clarke got cast in the Han Solo solo movie.
Ooh.
Hopefully it's better than Terminator.
Yes. Hey, first of all, if you're talking about Genesis, I like Genesis a lot.
I know, but it sucks.
They cast her as the mother of Wookiees?
That's interesting. Anyway, go ahead.
It's a nice little chuckle there. Superpowers number 1 of 6. I think that's like a super team thing.
Are the Wonder Twins going to be in there?
I sure hope so.
Yeah,
they're so useful.
It's Art Beltazar when the same guy did Tiny Titans a little bit back.
Oh, it's a cartoon style.
Cartoon style.
Oh, okay. Teen Titans number 2. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing IDW series, issue 64.
Yep.
Ultimates 2, number 1. Usagi Yojimbo.
Ultimates 2, number 1?
Now the series have sequels, but they're still issue numbers along the sequel, like Civil War 2.
Would this be considered Volume 2, then? Because there was an Ultimates 2, number 1 when Millar did it.
That's true. This is the second Ultimates 2. Wouldn't this be Ultimates 3?
No, there was.
Or is Ultimates 2 the name of their team? Like, they jumped down on the scene and they're like, we're the Ultimates 2.
2.
Ultimates 2, assemble.
We're the Ultimates as well. That's not a catchy title.
You know, like, I'm not. This is where normally I would go on some long diatribe about how I hate Marvel.
It normally is.
But, like, Marvel's doing it to himself, so I don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Ultimates also.
Gosh.
In addition, the 2.2.
No, they didn't go with that douchey numbering scheme.
Freaking nerds, man. Will you just go on with your list?
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm almost at the end. Usagi Yojimbo, number 159. Shout out to Stan Sakai. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, yeah.
A samurai bunny.
Mm-hmm. Samurai. Samurai.
How old is that? Because I remember that.
Pals down with the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Started in the early 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I remember that from a long time
ago. It's fairly
new.
It comes out tomorrow.
Good. That issue, yeah.
It's never come out before.
Oh, good.
It's
good.
Just made up.
It's a new issue.
This is just made up like 3 or 4 months ago.
Good.
Venom number one. Another Venom number one.
Space Knight?
No, he's not going to be the wimpy little Space Knight anymore. He's going to be violent, angry Venom again.
Oh,
thank
wow.
goodness.
Wow.
Eddie Brock again?
I don't know if it's Eddie Brock.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see.
Blonde hair, blue eyed Eddie Brock.
Your favorite.
He's a stud. No, I'm just kidding.
You
he's a Nazi.
So.
He does, which is so weird.
Wonder Woman, number 11.
Ah.
She fights Nazis. X-Men 92, number 9.
Mm.
And that's it.
X-Men 1992, number 9.
That's correct.
No, it's X-Men 92, number 9.
Okay, good.
Like, they went, like, 8 parts so far on the same issue.
Good.
Number 9, 2.
2.
Yeah.
As in also.
As in addition to.
As in addition to.
X-Men 9 also 2 as well.
Mainstream comic book publishers.
X-Men 9 also 2.
That's right.
As well.
The longer I stick around this place, the longer I listen to Todd, it's so weird at how like the comic book industry is just doing that crap to itself, which is
they
the
are,
worst
though.
Thing ever.
They are, though.
It's crazy. Anyway,
are you getting a whole bunch of alternative covers for Uncanny 2 number 1 volume 6 with like a stick figure by Mark Millar?
I see what you're doing. Oh. You're trying to demean.
Yeah. You're being so transparent right now, Mr. Bernardi.
Yeah. We know what's going on.
We know what's going on.
You're not going to take the bait? You want to take the bait. Come on. Take the bait. Take the bait. Well, you're right. Let's just talk about the weekly Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle book that comes out.
Woo! Anyway, before we get crazy here on Nerdwatch Prime.
Let's get crazy. We're going to get crazy.
Yeah. A couple of things. First off, this weekend was a big deal because Fantasy Warfare became a reality if you watch wrestling. Brock Lesnar took on Goldberg, if you can believe it, at the Survivor Series, one of the bigger pay-per-views for WWE.
Trump was there.
If it was going to be held at Trump's hotel, he would have been. But I have to tell you, if you're into wrestling and if you like Goldberg, which I don't see why anybody who's a wrestling fan likes Goldberg, but that's just me, and we'll go into that later.
He's got really great shoulders.
Anyway. I can't stand Goldberg. I'm not a fan. It was this weekend, and just to let you all know, if you don't have the network, whatever you do, don't pay $60 for it on pay-per-view. if you did, I'm sorry. That last match lasted a minute, and
this is wrestling?
Yeah.
Scripted wrestling.
Listen.
Ends early.
Listen, I don't want to hear any of your shenanigans over there about how it's scripted wrestling.
It's not real.
It is scripted.
Okay,
though.
Well, listen. It is scripted.
So that means
there's not much difference between wrestling and the Young and the Restless.
That is correct, sir.
That means they plan to rip everybody off.
They're
like, hey, watch this.
Not in this sense.
Here we go. Here's the justification.
Not in this sense. No, there's no justification. We know we wrestling fans love wrestling because we know it's predetermined. We enjoy watching it. We like to see the storylines unfold. But what happened at Survivor Series main event pay-per-view was a travesty, an absolute travesty.
But you don't seem that upset about the duration of the match for people that paid for it. You seem more upset at who won.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things.
But then, like, if you're aware of the fact that it's scripted, then how can you be that upset about it? Because then it's a written story, not necessarily.
Here's
like,
the thing: it's like when you,
a story about like two guys actually had skill going against
each
other.
It's like when you walk into a movie and everything is good, and then all of a sudden at the very end it just turns into garbage in the last 10 minutes, and like everything that they worked so hard to put together has this really crappy, predictable ending without being as inventive
like Civil War.
Wow. I knew it. Todd was on the show.
But Civil War.
So you're admitting it was good for the first 90%.
Yes!
So, Civil War did have more emotional depth in the narrative than wrestling does.
But we will...
I'm pretty sure there wasn't a moment where Goldberg was like, you killed my parents! And then
I do know this. The Nerd Watch is going to be branching off. We're going to be doing a wrestling podcast. Spoilers. I don't know when, but soon.
Don't expect to see all these faces here.
It's definitely be scripted. As everything's going to be predetermined on the
It'll be real to me.
Nerd Watch wrestling podcast. That's right. I always like Mr. Kennedy's take. His shirt says it all. Wrestling is real. People are fake. I tend to agree.
So clever.
Anyway, so Survivor Series was this weekend, so that was really cool. I don't want to fail to mention the better program this weekend, which was the NXT Toronto Takeover Toronto, which was awesome.
I thought you were going to say Walking Dead.
No. If you had the choice, watch the NXT pay per view. It was fantastic. Anyway. Moving on.
All I'm hearing is that you like to watch a bunch of guys getting sweaty and rubbing on each other.
I have watched wrestling ever since I was a kid. I have loved wrestling. I have stuck with wrestling for my entire young life and now my adult life. And that's because there was one match that changed the way I watched wrestling. And I've never looked at wrestling the same again. And that's why I keep watching it. So, anyway, if you'd like to know what that match was... I will let you...
I don't want to know what it
okay,
is. Just
good.
Ask me on Facebook.
That's right. Just
ask
me on Facebook.
On Facebook because I don't care.
Ask me on Facebook.
If you want to know, it's going to cost you money on our Patreon.
Find out the defining moment of G's
there
wrestling
There is one
interest.
Defining moment in my wrestling...
For $50 on Patreon, you can find out...
You guys are horrible, man. Freaking
What G's favorite wrestling match was.
My favorite wrestling... Not my favorite
For
wrestling
an
match.
For an extra $25, you can find out what his favorite wrestling film is.
My wrestling...
By the way, it's not No Holds Barred.
Yeah, no, it's not, actually.
It's the pacifier.
It's the wrestling match... That's a good...
You just blew $25,
what the
you
hell?
Jerk.
It's not the pacifier.
The pacifier
is not even a wrestling movie.
I know, but you just moved it down to like one other movie, and it's Suburban Commando.
Jerk. Anyway. there are certain wrestling matches when people watch wrestling that change the way they view wrestling. That's what this match did for me. Anyway, moving on to some more nerdy news. Since we didn't have a chance to talk about it, number one. I've been having difficulty putting up the show about our Doctor Strange review. That'll be going up this week sometime because of the issues that I've been having with our RSS feed. But don't worry, it's not going to affect you.
It'll be out on Blu-ray by the time you get
by the time we get it. But that'll be going up this week, so stay tuned for that. But something we didn't talk about last week, which I want to talk about now, is Ghost. In the Shell trailer came out finally.
Oh.
With ScarJo. So did anybody have an opportunity to watch ScarJo in action?
I saw it.
What did everyone think?
It reminded me of the Suicide Squad trailer.
you're such a troll, Todd. You're such a freaking troll.
I wish she looked more Asian.
Yeah, didn't they spend like millions of dollars to jap her up a bit?
Oh my god!
Hey, he can say that.
He can. Actually.
But they spent like $5 million trying to give her a little bit more slant to her eyes, and then they decided, oh wait, that is horrible.
That's,
if only we figured that out before we spent $5 million to develop a new technology to slant somebody's eyes.
Yeah, for sure.
As opposed to casting a Japanese actor.
Just wait for the director's cut.
The extended cut.
The Asian edition.
The Japanese extended cut.
I'm going to tell you something.
We japped it up for you.
I am more...
Japped
I am more... Listen.
Can
I say that?
No.
Did I just say that?
He can say that because he is Japanese.
I'm giving Ganon permission.
Oh, wow. But anyway.
I'm one of the good ones.
That's how it works.
I have to say, though, I watched this trailer, and I'm fairly impressed. I think it looks good.
It gave me flashbacks to when the Matrix trailer came out.
Yes. I will say
this. Unfortunately, because Matrix already exists, most of the visuals they have in it, then again, Matrix were thrown from Japanese anime anyway, but...
In a live action setting,
we've kind of seen it before is what it felt like to me.
The nude colored suit was extremely unattractive in the trailer.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't
That's
like
what's going to sell tickets.
Oh, no.
I'm not even into that, but that's going to sell tickets.
It's the weirdest thing ever, and I have to admit that it was really unattractive to me. I don't know, it was strange. Maybe I got to watch it again, but...
Kind of was reminiscent of The Dope Show, Marilyn Manson?
Oh, kind of, sort of, nice. Except it was white.
Put some blue mascara on.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm hoping it works out, honestly.
Well, listen, so do I. I mean, I love Ghost in the Shell.
Because this can lead to a Akira being made. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it could dampen the Blade Runner sequel, I'm wondering.
It might, but I think that this is going to sound...
So that one's got Gosling in it, so...
I think there's...
Women will show up in droves for that, no matter what.
Do you think there's a lot of hype for the Blade Runner sequel?
Not yet. It's not out yet. There's been no trailer.
That's true.
That's... I guarantee you, as much as... I mean, we're getting way off topic, but I guarantee you when the Blade Runner sequel comes out... Mm-hmm.
It'll 2064,
be,
right?
Yeah, I think it'll be a sequel in spirit, and it'll carry over the story, but, I mean... They're not going to market it as a sequel. Yeah. There's not going to be a 2 anywhere in the title.
Sure.
It's going to be more like, all
right. No, there'll be a 2 in the title.
And then here's the other film you can go see that's the start of it all, kind of a thing. Tron Legacy, not necessarily Tron 2.
It's interesting that you bring up Tron Legacy, because Tron Legacy is what killed the Tron series. That was supposed to be.
But there's nothing necessarily wrong with that film either, though.
No, I agree.
I liked it. It followed the spirit of the original film. We're way off topic. But Ghost in the Shell.
I was about to jump in on Tron, too.
The guy who directed Tron is the same guy who, speaking of going off topic, is the same guy who directed Oblivion. Tom Cruise movie.
Both competent films. Yeah. They're good in their own right.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Nothing wrong with them, but they just didn't really.
Yeah, Oblivion had a disappointing finale.
Who directed Ghost in the Shell, though?
I do not know. Todd, look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So Ghost in the Shell, I think it is. It might be a Japanese director, maybe? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, think so? Okay. But Ghost in the Shell looked really good.
Really good.
I was very surprised at how good it looked. Did anyone else see the trailer other than Gannon, or was that just me and Gannon as the only guys that saw it? Did you see it, Format?
Yeah, I saw it.
And?
It looks good.
It's all right, right?
I mean, there's no way in hell they're going to top the anime. So
Who's going to? I mean, seriously, there's no way.
What more is there to say?
But I think this may be...
Pretty much the only thing you can say is it's a good attempt at recreating the anime.
Yeah, well, and I think that's it. And I think that that's what I like about it, is that it's going to pay homage to the
Which I think is relevant to bring up right now. I'm not going too far off topic, but the fact that they're doing, like, it seems like a shot-for-shot remake of Beauty and the Beast as a live-action movie
from the animated. That was going to be the next topic, ironically enough.
Well, I'm just saying it's like... Seems like a trend right now.
Yeah. Good segue, Alika. You're right on point, man. But yeah.
You're white on point.
Whoa.
I'm one of
is almost better scripted than wrestling.
Yeah. So, Todd, did you watch the trailer for Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah, it was great.
You liked it? Yeah.
It was...
I'm excited for it.
I'm kind of with Format. I don't think it's going to top the anime. I think I've got such like a really fun
memories. Heck yeah, you
seeing
do.
That in the movie theater.
Heck yeah, I agree.
And it blowing my mind. So
before we get off the topic of Ghost in the Shell, who is the director, sir? Todd
Barretti. This movie didn't have a director.
Oh,
a nice Japanese man named Rupert Sanders.
Oh, Rupert Sanders.
Oh, him!
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Rupert Sanders?
Yeah.
You know who Rupert Sanders is, right?
Yeah,
he's Colonel Sanders' nephew.
Yes. Yes. Rupert Sanders.
He's the one who knows the original recipe.
Rupert Sanders is the guy, if I'm not mistaken, is the guy who had an affair with Kristen Stewart on Snow White and the Huntsman, because he's the director of Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh.
All right, well...
I'm not excited anymore.
Yeah,
it is Snow White and the
that
Huntsman.
That is the director of Snow White and the Huntsman from 2012.
That's why I'm a movie nerd.
He was,
he's the one that gave Kristen Stewart her resting bitch face.
That's right.
No. Panic Room did.
Panic, very true. Panic Room
did. Jodie Foster, Six Degrees of Separation.
Right there, Jodie Foster twice in this show already. Nice.
Once was from a mistake.
I know. It's not like it was.
Once was because the movie nerd got confused. It was like Natalie Portman. I feel dizzy. Jodie Foster.
I'm gonna call it the Jodie Foster Jinx. That's the name of the podcast. Anyway.
Nobody bring up pinball machines for the next one.
Stop it.
Nobody bring up pinball machines for a Jodie Foster reference. Nobody.
Anyway, moving on.
I just put a moratorium on it.
You're good. I'm glad you did.
I've got that saved in my Amazon queue, and I can't. Like, I don't want to watch it.
Stop it.
What is it?
The
Jodie Foster movie, The Accused.
The Accused with Kelly McGillis?
Because it's got like a really terrible rape scene in it.
Okay, we didn't have to bring it up, Todd. Yeah, Todd.
Talk about you know, setting the tone for us.
Yeah, Todd. Now I'm going to have to go.
I bet that movie doesn't have a director's commentary.
I'm going to have to try and segue into the Beauty and the Beast trailer now.
Are we going to do a commentary for that?
The Accused?
No.
Okay, if we're going to do a commentary for The Accused, I just want to say this now. We better make sure we're talking a lot during that scene.
I am not doing...
We don't want to be stone silent during that scene.
We are not doing a commentary.
I'll talk about the pinball
for
machine.
That yeah, movie. Yeah, yeah.
We'll script it like stop. Wrestling.
Oh, you guys
anyway, God please.
Anyway.
Body slam!
Moving on. Uh-oh. Because Alika brought it up earlier.
Beauty
and the Beast. The live-action film starring Emma Watson. I
can't believe they cast her as the Beast, but I guess I get it.
You get it? It's women can do any role. That's why, yeah. I don't know the gentleman who is portraying the Beast in the Beauty and the Beast.
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis.
Beat me to it, Danny.
All of them.
Andy Serkis. So
it's motion capture, it's him anyway.
It's him anyway. I tell you what, I am I'm pleasantly surprised at how it looks. I think that it is. I think this is another Disney movie where they're going to take cues from their own classic and just kind of. It almost seems like a shot for shot kind of deal where they're just
the
taking
trailer is
a lot of it.
Yeah. So yeah.
Down to the gown and the Beast outfit and
even the teacup.
Who's the directing teapot? It? Gus Van Sant?
No, stop.
Who plays the teapot?
I do not know. I do not know.
It's not Angela Lansbury. I'm not going.
Okay.
I think it didn't she pass away?
Mm-hmm. No, she's still going.
She's
still
is. Going? Yes.
She's still alive.
Yeah.
Dude, nothing is bringing that woman down.
Should reboot Murder, She Wrote.
She is such a wonderful lady, and she has always been so precious when you watch her on screen.
Big stage performer now.
Absolutely. I recommend everybody watch where she is an evil witch.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
No, The Manchurian Candidate. That's a great movie with her in it, by the way, from 1968, I think.
But she was a witch in Bedknobs
and
Broomsticks.
Yes, she was. But anyway, Beauty and the Beast looks really good. I have to say this, and this is kind of parallel to what we're talking about. There is a French film by Xavier Gens, the guy who did the Silent Hill movie.
Irreversible.
And Hitman.
It's Gens.
Is it Gens?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Gens.
Anyway, he did a French version of Beauty and the Beast with...
hardcore scenes?
No, the one with Leia... Shut up. the girl from the girl from
I'm just picturing like a candlestick just doing flips around the house.
It's a French film. It looks really good, and it's going to be out on Blu-ray pretty soon. And it's directed by Xavier Gans, like you said, and the guy who did the original Hitman and Silent Hill. And it looks really good. It's a girl, Lea Seydoux from not Skyfall, but.
I think it's Seydoux.
Seydoux? That's the second time you've corrected me,
Gannon.
I think
you're getting everything wrong.
I am getting everything wrong.
I think it's Foster.
I think that's Princess Leia.
Princess Leia? Is that what it is? But anyway, everybody should check out. It's going to be on Blu-ray soon. It looks really good. She's from... What is the name? Oh, Spectre. Spectre. That's the Bond movie she's in.
She was also in Mission Impossible. Was it Ghost Protocol?
I think it was Ghost Protocol because definitely
she's the
wasn't
one that,
Rogue Nation.
Paul Patton fought.
Yeah, it's you're right.
Was it Ghost Protocol?
Ghost Protocol?
I always get that one in Rogue Nation mixed
up. Yeah, it's Ghost Protocol for sure. So check that out as well. An English version and an English version of the a non animated Beauty and the Beast coming
French.
Out from Disney. Yeah, and then of course the French version, which looks really cool.
You don't want to know what rating that Beauty and the Beast movie is.
I don't know. It's PG-13, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
so you should watch it. Another trailer that came out this week, which I was surprised to see. Not surprised to see, but I was very pleasantly surprised to see. We finally got a full trailer for Skull Island. Kong Skull Island.
I didn't watch that one yet.
You didn't?
I watched the trailer.
It's pretty good.
It looks good. John C. Reilly.
Every time I see Tom Hiddleston with a machine gun, I'm like, really?
I am pleasantly
like, Predators with Adrian Brody.
Yeah,
with,
it's, it right. Feels so that, off. That's exactly what I'm thinking about because I have a hard time wrapping my head around it.
I have to say that I am pleasantly surprised at how good that movie looks. I mean, number one, Kong looks good, but the other
really big.
Yeah, and the
really
other
big.
And the,
it's good.
And the other monsters in it look really good. I don't know about you guys. Did you guys take anything away from the trailer? Like, man, this is going to be a good King Kong movie.
It'd be a good kaiju battle movie.
But isn't the whole point of this movie just to basically set up a shared universe so you can fight Godzilla? Isn't that the whole point of this movie?
You know what? I know from the beginning of this of them making this, I thought that was the case.
That was the initial plan, but yeah. I think they're kind of backing out to see how this one does first.
Yeah, well, considering the fact that this, I mean,
hence why they scaled them up.
Now, maybe I'm wrong, but there was a difference in tone between the new Godzilla, which we got by Gareth Edwards, and this. This looks very... this looks very traditional, but in modern time. Because it is in modern time.
Is it set in modern time?
I believe it is. So it looks like a very different film, but I would love to see
Godzilla.
I didn't
see any cell phones.
Well, no, there was flashbacks. Like,
there are
flashbacks,
yes.
Their initial visit to the island, and then they're right. Older now. Mm-hmm. Like, John C. Reilly had been there for a long time
I like when they're sitting in the boardroom, and they look at the map of the island, and it looks like the half face of an ape. If you look at it correctly, it's really interesting. The monsters look really cool. Our new Captain Marvel's in it. Brie Larson, she's in it as well. John Goodman is in it. John C. Reilly is in it, and the one and only Samuel L. Jackson is in Kong Skull Island. What is he not in? I do not know.
Deep Blue Sea.
He's in Deep Blue Sea.
What?
I know what he's not in.
Trump's cabinet.
The Accused.
No, he played the pinball.
Anyway.
That even felt wrong.
Jeez, man. Freaking Todd, dude. Every time. It's always Todd. Always Todd. Anyway.
It's funny, too, because he flat out said he never even saw the movie.
I know.
I haven't even seen it.
So he...
I'm just talking about it because everybody... I'm basing everything that I say on stuff that people have said about the movie. Like, I don't even... I've never seen it.
He's like an offensive AI.
He is. It's weird.
He figures out the most offensive word to pick out of context. And he's like, in this case, it would be pinball.
That's right. Yeah. He's learning.
I am dreading the day you become self-aware.
I know, right?
It's not.
We're gonna go to hell for these Accused jokes.
Yes, right? We are. We need to stop.
Today's not that day.
Oh man, Todd, you're horrible.
We're not the ones making the.
Yeah, you're horrible, Todd. I do not approve of these. Anyway,
I do not approve of these scripted jokes.
But anyway, Kong Skull Island looks really good. I hope you guys liked it as much as I did. I was very surprised. I didn't think it didn't
I'm
look
game
like
for
much.
It.
Yeah, yeah. I think Kong is one of those properties that if done
between
well,
between that and the next Planet of the Apes film, I'm hoping. I hope the apes really will rise because you know.
Yeah. It's a war of the Planet of the Apes.
We need the apes to take over now.
Do
in
we?
Real life.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right. So
we need to see some
Dr. Zayas action. I want to see a gorilla rip the wig off of Trump's head.
Dr. Zayas action. Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you know Trump is president during the Rise of the Apes. He totally is the president.
There has
the
to
rise.
Be a reason why the apes take over.
Right.
Like, we voted for you. Not like, delivering on campaign promises.
If you think about it, it started with Harambe. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, man.
Wow.
Our friend, our brother in arms got killed, and then we watched these humans, you know, take care of their own.
Pretty soon we're going to be debating the transition team of Caesars.
All
Caesar's
I'm saying,
transition team.
In a year or two, this entire cast is going to be replaced by apes.
That's true. That's very
It'll
true.
Be Ape Watch.
It'll be Ape Watch.
It's going to be far more entertaining.
I have an affection for, speaking of apes, I have an affection for the King Kong, the old King Kong, and even the one by Peter Jackson. I even have
even
though
that extended scene where they're skiing with each other.
I think the extended cut's better than the original cut, personally. I also like the one, the awful one with Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange from 1982, the King Kong remake by John Gillerman, which is actually not bad.
What about Mighty Joe?
Mighty Joe Young with Charlize Theron and Bill Paxton? That's not bad. I mean, it's more of a it's more family oriented though. It's not bad though. I liked it.
You did say Bill Paxton was in it.
Yeah. So Bill Paxton is in
the
it.
The star of Titanic.
So that's right. I'm up for another Kong film for sure.
That's a monkey movie.
That's a monkey movie though, right? Yeah. That's a monkey movie.
What about that Matthew Broderick movie, Project X? That's a good ape movie.
Project X is, I remember that when I was growing up. That was actually a good movie. That was Matthew Broderick and Helen Hunt, if I'm not mistaken.
Back when she was hot.
Yeah, man.
She's still hot.
If you think so.
Yeah.
The monkey's hot.
Yeah, the monkey.
What are we talking about? I don't
know. Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. Wait, so Matthew Broderick plays a monkey in this movie?
Matthew Broderick plays the monkey.
I guess it makes sense.
Andy Serkis plays Matthew Broderick.
It makes sense because he's married to a horse.
We are really getting some... These are definitely some deep ape cuts, as it were, in the canon.
So. Or dape cuts.
Or dape cuts.
They're dape cuts.
Dape cuts.
Man. That's the name of the pod. Dape cuts.
Dape cuts. I've already got the name of the show already. It's the Kongcast, I think. It's going to be it.
No.
Anyway. Anywho. That's the name.
Dape cuts is still better.
Dape cuts.
Yeah, you should name the wrestling podcast the Kongcast.
No. Yeah.
There you go.
Then you'll really get to see a bunch of apes.
We only got a few minutes left, gents, before we...
Thank goodness.
Yeah, before we get out of here for the Nerd Watch Prime show. Anyway, I want to make sure that everyone knows yet again to please join us for Rogue One happening December 15th. You're going to want to join us at the Maui Mall Megaplex. Myself and the rest of the Nerdwatch crew will be there.
Should we tell them preemptively not to bring their lightsabers like last time?
I think we should. Don't dress up. You can dress up. Just no face paint, no props. It's a safety issue.
Well, you think you might cut somebody with a lightsaber?
It's possible. It's a laser.
Yeah.
It's a saber. So you want to be careful.
Liquids above, what is it, 28 ounces?
3 ounces.
Oh, 3 ounces.
28 ounces.
I don't know. I only do mega big gulps. So
that's everything from the stand inside is duty free. So once you're already past the
duty free? Yeah.
Yes. Which means you don't have to pay taxes on.
You don't have to pay taxes on.
Yeah.
But you, when you
and
go...
free of duty?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. That's the important part.
At least not exceeding the FDA maximum.
Right, right,
duty.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
It's been inspected and it's cleared. It's fine.
I do want to let everybody know, since we're still talking about this, we will give you updates on times of when that premiere is going to be. I also want to let you guys know that please join us for the Rogue One premiere. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll give you more details as they come in to the Nerd Watch. Also this week, it is Thanksgiving. So of
it's
course.
Black Friday.
Of course that means Black Friday.
Why is it got to be black?
Well, Todd, I don't have much time here, but I can explain it to you.
Because black don't crack.
But there is, it is Black Friday. There's going to be a lot of good deals on movies and games right now. I know that Xbox, if you're an Xbox guy, they have their Black Friday deals already happening.
Right.
So you guys can check it out.
You can get a free Xbox S from Pizza Hut.
No, you can't.
I've seen the commercial today.
There are some good games.
Walk into a Taco Bell, order a Chalupa, and you get a free Xbox One.
That's the PS4.
Oh, well, same thing.
Same thing.
Is that the PS4 Pro?
No, that's PS4, the PSVR.
Yeah, just buy one.
Oh,
yeah,
the VR.
So buy one. Yeah. Okay, I think Burger King is the Xbox.
Is that just the visor, though?
Yeah, just the visor.
Or does that come with Move and
the Move, yeah. It comes with the visor, the Move, and the game. Yeah, for Taco Bell. But if you're in the market for games, you can get them very cheap, and they're good for $30. So
yeah, I know there's like a code circulating online for Target. You got to Google it though.
For
it's like 30% off.
Nice
of all toys.
Nice.
So
yeah. So right now, I know that games are like top titles for this year, for this winter season, is going for like $30. I know like Gears of War 4 and Titanfall 2 and Battlefield, they're all going for pretty cheap. I ended up getting the Batman Telltale series one. I finally got it, so I played the first episode. I enjoyed it. It was really good. So
congratulations.
Yeah. That one was like $13. I was like, okay, I can get the whole series. It's like, sweet, done deal.
Well, you're just buying the season pass disc.
Yeah, that's what I did. I just bought the season pass. It was $13.
You're getting episodes as quickly as they put them.
For those of you playing Smite, which is probably none of you.
Mm-hmm.
The God Pack is
half off, isn't it?
33% off, which is 33% like $20 off.
$20. It's
and that's
I
every God from the from now and future releases as well.
Now and forever. Are you gonna? Did you buy it already?
Not yet, but I will.
You got it. It's,
I don't know.
It's worth
it's weird because I'm the type that likes to grind and unlock.
Yeah.
I don't like paying, especially if it's a free game.
Yeah,
I don't like paying for free stuff.
It's I tell you what, it's worth it because it's fun to get the. It's fun to play anybody at any time, which I think is very neat. So if you've never played Smite before, check it out. It's very good.
You want to focus on
agreed
characters.
Agreed.
Because if you just become crappy with everyone.
That's where I'm kind of at right now. anyway, we got that going on. I know there's going to be big deals on movies. Like they're going to have like Blu-rays for like $10 on
I saw some places
at Walmart.
Doing Five.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, crazy.
Fairly new stuff too.
Yeah.
So buy them now, and then at the next con, sell them for $10.
That's right. They got some some top titles.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. Right now,
I'd like to reserve my table now, Alika.
So right
I
now,
I really wish I had caught on to that whole Hatchimal thing. Oh man, I would have sold them for like $300 a pop at the con.
Oh man, I tell you what, it's quite cool to it's quite cool to see that all of these really cool nerdy things are going on sale. Right now, you can get digitally. Right now, you can get Batman v Superman: The Director's Cut for $9. Digitally.
A little price.
Wow.
I'm going to wait till it's $5.
Okay. Jeez.
$5 sounds about right.
Didn't know I was going to get that
especially
kind of response.
I spent my money like a grown up and bought it when it came out.
Very good.
Yeah, but
good
you
man.
Also bought a $100 ticket.
I did.
That's true.
So, you know, you're the super fan.
That's right. And where is that ticket, by the way?
It's at my house.
Okay.
Is it framed and on the wall?
No.
Because it should be.
It should be. It definitely should be. That's that right now. Digital. They got digital movies right now for $5. They started their sales early as well, so you don't have to go out at 6 o'clock on Thursday night on Thanksgiving, which is ridiculous.
Because it's fun to trample people.
Yeah, and then I think Saturday.
Watch people get into fights over the sale of a fan.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
To be fair, it's a tornado.
Alika. Small Business Saturday is this week as well.
Yeah, we're going to be doing deals on we're going to close on Thanksgiving Day.
Good.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to be here.
I'm going to be standing in line.
I'm going to be outside sleeping in the cold.
It doesn't get cold on Maui.
So, what once?
Oh yeah, look at my nipples.
Once
nice. They're not cool. I just wanted you to look at
very
them.
Very nice.
Once major retailers get their time on Friday, it is time for small business on Thursday.
We're doing Friday and Saturday.
Harambe.
Will you give Alika an opportunity to tell us about his small business?
Oh no,
Saturday?
They're giggling about nipples.
Yeah,
let them go on. Whoa. They're giggling about my nipples.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Please support local business, small business Saturday.
We're going to have deals on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Regardless of the condition of Todd's or Gannon's nipples.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
But if you guys want to see my nipples, come in on Saturday.
Stop it.
Friday and Saturday, we're going to have 20% off of all new stock.
Oh, cool.
And an additional 10% off of the back stock, the older comics that people have been looking for.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to be doing grab bags again with Chase books, such as...
That was really cool at the con, by the way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, cool.
High-value CGC books, signed books, Treasury Edition, Superman, Spider-Man, signed by Steve Lealoha.
Cool.
Other such books.
So cool.
Et cetera, et cetera.
So if you're a nerd and you live on Maui, please do us a solid and visit 333 Dairy Road, Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. Not only can you get some really great discounts this Saturday, you can also pick up T-shirts from Maui Comics and Collectibles. I believe they still have some. And so that's very cool. Pick up some comics. Pick up some vintage games and some figures and things. Get ready for Christmas. And support some local business. 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. You do not want to be left out in the cold this Christmas.
So you'll be next to Todd.
Yeah. God, you're corny.
But usually if it's that cold, my nipples get really hard. So.
Okay.
And to see them, donate to our Patreon.
That's hey, $50, I'll show anybody my nipples. Let's see this Patreon.
Todd.
You just give him the cash even.
You can give us $50 for him to put his shirt back on.
There you go.
Or just bring us some chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Will you be doing deep discounts on Todd's books?
Nipples for nuggets.
We're going to move them to the dumpster. You guys can pick them at your leisure.
Hey, man.
I need a hashtag nipples for nuggets, by the way.
You guys are idiots. Yeah. This is what I put up with every single week. By the way...
And you love every minute of it.
I do. Nipples for nuggets. I got about 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure that you guys know that this is the week of Moana as well. Moana hits theaters this Thanksgiving week weekend.
It's playing tonight right now.
Moana.
Moana.
Coming out of it right now.
Yeah. We did get some feedback from Tad Stones. He wants our review of the program.
Great.
We'll give it to him as well. So Tad Stones is want to know, because he's, by the way, Tad Stones is going to be having lunch with some bigwigs that have made Moana in Los Angeles. So he wanted some local feedback. So that was really cool.
My only regret is I can't dress up like Maui to deliver my review.
Wow. Man, thanks.
Why don't you just show up without your clothes on? We'll just draw the tattoos on you.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do that for sure. Yeah.
Well, you guys drew my clothes on me tonight. So
yeah.
Anyway, time for us to get out of here. Please.
I'm not wearing pants.
Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Follow us on our YouTube page. Swan, the comic book henchman. Are there going to be episodes coming up on the YouTube? Woo! We're having some difficulty. What's the deal?
YouTube.
He doesn't know. Great.
Swear to me.
YouTube. It's at NerdWatch Nation. Please also follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation as well. Follow us on Instagram at the_NerdWatch. Make sure you guys check us out there as well. We posted pictures of the con on there as well, and then we'll be posting pictures of the
con too.
So that'll be coming up very shortly as well. So we got about 2 minutes left. So anything else anybody want to add before we get out of here?
Blu-rays.
This weekend at the movies, not only Moana, there's Allied as well. Bad Santa 2 comes out in the theaters as well.
Yeah, but nobody's going to go see that.
Yeah, I don't know about Bad Santa 2, but I'm not sure. But I know that those are two big movies coming out. Blu-rays. What's coming out on Blu-ray?
Those are Blu-rays.
If you're asking me, I only know the Nietzsche stuff, which is Return of the Living Dead 3. Just got a really great special edition collector's Blu-ray.
Okay.
And Yoga Hosers, as we already talked
about.
Yes,
we did.
What else came out? I don't know.
Yeah,
the original Ghost in the Shell is probably on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You watch that.
I'm guessing so. It was. But, there's some new Blu-rays to look out for. Please, whatever you guys do, don't kill each other on your Black Friday. Enjoy yourself.
Or do, so that way we can go out and get deals.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families, because if there's one thing that I know is that
turkey is delicious.
Turkey is delicious, and families are
also delicious.
Families are important, and of course, your favorite game or your favorite movie will always be restocked. Okay, so if you miss it, there'll be another time you can get it.
Just go to Amazon like everybody else.
Everybody else does it. So anyway,
we won't even have stores.
That's true. We're out of time. So for the one and only Gannon, Todd Bernardi, Format, Alika, the Comic Book Henchman, and the Peanut Gallery, including the Fluffer, and Hennessy, the one and only Hennessy, the old sage.
Hennessy's not part of the Peanut Gallery?
Yeah, no, he's not. He's
the
cameraman.
Fluffer.
Peace
you
out.
Asked for it.
Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy, and we'll see you right back here next week on Nerdwatch. Until then,
aloha.
Ape nipples.
Oh, and nuggets.